From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. The U.S. is now abandoning its program of training moderate Syrians in the fight against the Islamic State. Defense Undersecretary Christine Wormuth today confirming the effort is being placed on pause, with a new effort expected to support Kurdish, Arab, and other rebel groups battling ISIS inside Syria.
We will be taking some of the leaders of these groups who are already fighting on the ground, putting them through the same very rigorous vetting process that we had used in the original program, and then giving them basic equipment packages to distribute to their fighting force, again, to help enable their offensive operations.
Wormuth says the Pentagon wants to make those group leaders more effective, including teaching them how to call in airstrikes. The CIA runs its own program, funding opposition to Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. Turkey's foreign minister is expressing concerns Russian airstrikes in Syria could spark a new wave of refugees arriving at its border. Allison Muse reports Turkey's shared border with Syria has largely been sealed off since March.
The Turkish foreign ministry is warning of a new potential wave of refugees from Syria. It says, quote, with Russia's air operations in recent weeks, there is naturally the potential for a wave of migrants to emerge. Turkey closed its border with Syria during the tense run-up to its parliamentary elections in March. In June, Syrians broke through the border fence to escape fighting between ISIS and Kurdish fighters. Otherwise, only dire humanitarian cases are allowed through. Turkey hosts more than 2 million Syrian refugees. Ankara advocates for a no-fly zone in northern Syria to allow them to return. Allison Muse, NPR News. Beirut.
Republican Paul Ryan is under mounting pressure to run for House Speaker. That follows yesterday's surprise announcement by Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy. He was taking himself out of the running for the job to replace outgoing Speaker John Boehner. As he went into a closed-door meeting today, McCarthy saying he thinks the 2012 GOP vice presidential nominee would make a great speaker. Representative Peter King of New York expressed similar sentiments.
If Paul decided to run, he would be elected probably unanimously, as close to unanimous as you could be.
Ryan has indicated previously he is not interested, preferring to focus on his chairmanship of the House Ways and Means Committee. Congressional watchers have suggested a speakership could work against Ryan's future political aspirations. A petition to revive the U.S. Export-Import Bank got the necessary signatures in the House to bring the issue up for a vote, though most analysts are anticipating the effort will stall in the Senate. The 81-year-old financial institution, which provided financing for foreign firms to buy U.S.-made goods, has been derided by some conservative Republicans as corporate welfare for big companies like Boeing, Caterpillar, and GE. Wall Street ending its best week of the year. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 33 points today to close at 17.084. The Nasdaq was up 19 points. The S&P 500 gained a point. This is NPR. According to a report by U.S. regulators, the fiery derailment of a CSX oil train last February in West Virginia was due to a rail defect that was missed two times by inspectors. The Federal Railroad Administration fining the rail line and its contractor $25,000 each for failing to verify the problem. 27 of the 109 cars left the rails near Mount Carbon, West Virginia, February 19th, with at least nine of the rail cars catching fire. California has passed a sweeping digital privacy law. As NPR's Artie Shahani reports, it requires police to get a warrant for accessing a person's data.
Governor Jerry Brown signed the bill into law on Thursday. Under the California Electronic Communications Privacy Act, when police confiscate a smartphone, they can't just open it up and have a look. Law enforcement has to get a warrant before examining data such as emails, text messages, and GPS location history. The protections apply not only to personal devices, but also to cloud services that store private data. Under federal laws, police could access digital data using a subpoena. The California bill was backed by Google, Apple, Facebook, and other technology companies, which have to regain trust from customers following the leaks by Edward Snowden. The American Civil Liberties Union calls the act a model that should be replicated in other states. Arthi Shahani, NPR News.
Two young boys missing in a wooded area of Kentucky have turned up alive. The boys, ages 5 and 7, vanished yesterday in the rugged Red River Gorge area. More than 100 searchers combed the woods near a popular campground. The boys were found about a mile from their campsite 20 hours after they went missing. State troopers are not releasing any details about their condition. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.